So the Gemara is discussing here the terrible attribute of Mimato Ema Yesera the Toch Beso. And as part of the various members quoted in this regard, which again is only Derech Agav because of Telegesh Begiva and Rabbi Yasser and so on, the Gemara mentions that there was a great Amora. His name is Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel. And unfortunately, he was Matu Ema Yisir V'toch Beso. And as a result, initially, as quoted, was Hechilu Davar Gadol. They had him eat obviously something very not kosher, and the Gemara identifies it later as Eva Menachai, which is considered Davar Gadol. The Gemara questions immediately that could not have actually happened. In fact, the Gemara, Hechilu Sal Kedaitach, could it be that they actually had him? As Rashi explains, the story was that there was a part of the animal that was missing, that got lost, and they were concerned that he'd be makpid, so they had to grab something to make up for it, and they took an Eva Menachai. So the Gemara can't be that he actually ate it. Why? Hashta behendum shel tzadikim min hakadosh baruch hu mevi takala al yadam tzadikim atzmo kosher kein. So the Gemara's question is a question that appears in numerous places in Shas, and there are some places that Tosis is going to tell us we shouldn't be gorisit, and yet we do have it in our text, and the Rebbe Shalom are gorisit, and this is a very interesting inyan for itself that we're going to get a little bit acquainted with. So the Gemara who raises this question, it can't be that he actually was nechshel in eating Eva Menachai, because if behemdim shel tzadikim, as we know, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's donkey, as we quoted yesterday, the two stories relating to that, he didn't eat what was not gemaisert, demai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that there would be no michshel coming about, even for the behema b'chus ben yoyer, so tzadikim atzmon lo koshikim. So because of this question, the Gemara revises the story, not that he actually ended up eating Eva Menachai, rather bikshu l'achilu davar gadol, which is itself showing you that Ema Yisera is actually playing with fire, right? Because it could have been, it would have been Eva Menachai. Okay, so now we get into this inyan, the Tosis here. There's really a lot of other Tosis in. We gave you one more to look at, and you'll see many other places where this inyan comes up in Tosis and other Rishonim. Get a little bit familiar with some of the various Gemaras and some of the Kalim that Rishonim tried to establish to explain when this rule is true, when it's not true. Is it an absolute idea or not? Says Tosis over here by us. Hashta betnum shel tzadikim omer rabbeinu tam. This question is only a question regarding eating macholas asuras, in other words. For now, we'll translate it that way. Midi de'achila, although we'll have to maybe broaden the definition of midi de'achila. Midi de'achila, the avera, involves eating. And only there does the Gemara assume that the tzaddikim will be protected not to be nechshel in such an avera of achila. Why particularly that? The gnaihu letzadik she'ochel davar iser. Eating a davar iser, putting into your mouth, is something which is specifically a gnai. It's shameful that could not happen for a tzadik. That's a special protection that a tzadik is assured that he won't eat something which he should not be eating. Okay, this is the yisod of Rabbeinu Tam. What is the benefit of assuming this? So Tosfos immediately points to one Gemara and another Gemara. Number one, Ulahachi lo parich gabi Rabbi Shmuel shekara vihita beperakam b'deshabbos. So one example Tosfos brings is that he read L'or Haner. There was a gzera that was given then that one should not read L'or Haner because Shemayata, in those times especially where it could have been happened that you would end up being nechshel in Chil Shabbos in order to adjust the nair. It's, the light is not quite burning so well, and then you want to adjust it, and you don't realize. So they made a gzera. And Rabbi Yishmael was, as it says there, kara vihita. So, and then afterwards, so the question is, did it really happen or not? That's part of the Gemara there in the Shaka Vitaria. But there is an opinion that tells us that in fact karavihita, and then he realized kama gedolim divichachamim that they said that you should not read the oraner. This is what the Gemara. If you have your page of the Gemara, you'll see. So according to what initially is stated in the Braisa, he almost did it. Amar, how wise are they? Shayu omim loikra waner. Rabbi Nasan omer karavihita. He actually did the Avera. And as a result, it was a carbon, he was worthy of bringing a carbon chatas, but there was no Beis HaMikdash. So what did he do? Because of Al Pinkaso, he wrote in his little ledger, Ani Yishmo ben Elisha, Karisi, Beitesi Ner B'Shabbos, Kishi Yibona Beis HaMikdash, Avi Chatas Shmena, a fat carbon chatas. That is what he was mechayev himself, that he became liable to bring a carbon chatas. So according to that version of Nasan, that he in fact is karvihita, Tosis is implicitly asking the question, what happened to Bempim Shel Tzadikim? That Kosh Baruch Hu is for sure not going to be maybe takala for Tzadikim. So what Tosis now is establishing, because it's limited to Midi Achila. Truth is, and we'll see this a little bit in the Ramban, one can ask an obvious point on Tosis, what is even the question over here? There's a very vast difference, and this is even maybe even beyond the Ramban that we'll see. Because the case over there was that Chazal had made a gzeirah. They said, lo yikra shemayata. So he said, I'm better than that. I can flirt with this, and I will not come to this. So he was flagrantly going against the takana. Right? So, okay, playing with fire, literally, figuratively. So that's going to happen, right? That's going to be. Because he went against the Chazal. He went against what the Takana was. So how can he ask a kasha from that? Of course it would be, you know, it could happen, it would be nechshu. There's not going to be a protection when you're doing something which directly is a violation of Divrei Chachamim. So like, there, of all cases, that Gemara L'chor is the least problematic. The other examples we'll have to address and maybe come up with finer distinctions. But the Tosis even wanted to put this into the mix as a chiddush. Now Rabban is going to say an answer that's going to relate to a number of examples. He says pshia. I don't know if he means it quite as, you know, as strongly as what I'm saying. Yeah, you could say it's pshia because it you know, it could happen likely. I'm saying even stronger. There was a gzeira. Right? Now, the only thing is you can ask him on my suggestion, on my suggested answer from this Gemara. Because the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rabbi, Hanina ben Gamliel, right? Who at first it stated that he ate Eiver min Achai, and the Gemara says it couldn't be because, after all, en hakadosh baruch hu mivit hakala al yadam. So, over here, what happened? He was matu emi yisera. So, according to my suggestion, chera, there shouldn't be a Kasha. Because he himself was doing something which is wrong. Right? Lo'olam al yatu atzmo. Now, if you just say the way the Ramban said it, you can maybe also ask the Kasha. There was a Pshia, but maybe you won't call it Pshia, I don't know. You have to know what the Ramban's answer, how that will relate to this Gemara. No, it shouldn't be a Kasha at all. But the way I'm saying it, so he went against the rule of Lo'olam al yatu atzmo. But I don't think that's right. It's a Kasha. Why?
The Gemara is saying that he goes
You know, the Gemara is using this itself to actually bring out that Isser. In other words, there are different members in the Gemara. It's not like he went and said, Ani Ekra Velata, I'll be Matu Emi Yaseira, and it won't come to a problem. That's different. In Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Ani Ekra Velata, he was mamish going to go against everyone who said, don't be Karu Araner, and I'll be spared any Michshel. Okay, so lo and behold, look what happened. Okay, like there's a similar thing by Shlomo HaMelech, right? Ani arbe v'lo asur, matim imar b'nashim. And you see, right? So he to es levavo. So when you're putting yourself in that situation, when you're clearly going against what has already been established to be a gzeira, siyag, and you say it won't come to michshel. So I can see why that would not have this special protection. And this Gemara is not a kasha in that, because it's not like he was going against what was already established. The Gemara is using what circumstances that happened to him as itself an indication of Oyato. So he becomes the lesson for future generations. So in this Gemara, it's fine. But Chayra, I don't push down. I mean, to me, it's a kashantosis, really. That even have to bring this Gemara in Shabbos. And the Tosis and Shabbos also discusses this, and he has to use that as one of his rayas, that it's only by midah de'achilah. This is a whole different answer. and the equitable atas. I don't know, Pasha, I'm asking as a ha'aratosis. I don't hear the kasha b'chal from that example. Okay, this is my little ha'ara, but Pasha Tosas just uses it as one of his lahachi lo parech. The Gemara should have had the kasha over there as well, that he should have been protected, again, notwithstanding the fact that he was saying, I'm going against the Divrei Chachamim. Okay, that's one example. What's another example that this Rabbeinu Tam's distinction will solve for us? Gabi Yehuda ben Tabai, Shaharag Ezomen. This is Tosas brings here from Chagiga. It's really also in Makis, the beginning of Perz Perek in Makis, that the din is that you can only carry out Kasha Zaman ad Sheyazumu Shneim, right? It's only if both Eidim are found to be Zomen, then you carry out the onus of Kasha Zaman. And here Yehuda ben Tabai says, Erev Benacham Amro Haragti Ezomen, that he ended up carrying out the onus Misa, even though only one of the Eidim was found to be Zomimin. And Rabbi Shimon ben Shatach said to him that you were Shofech Dam Naki. In other words, he really was not supposed to be put to death because the halacha is that she's a Mishneim. So Umaisa Yudim et Tabe therefore did a very serious Mechshel here. He was Shofech Damim. They should not have been, he should not have put the person to death. So how could that have happened? The answer is the Shemira that the Gemara is discussing here, Behemdim Shet Tzadikim, Tzadikim Atzal Koshkin, is specifically the Gnai of Achila. Just think, like, I can, killing somebody that Shalok Yudin is not a Gnai. I mean, it's hard to, you know, hard to see that as not as less of a Gnai. But the Vard is still, it's, there's something about the Gnai of Achila. That's where it goes. Specifically, into your mouth, what you shouldn't have eaten, that's where this halacha was said, this principle was said. Okay. Other than that, yeah, you have to hope for the Shmai, but there's no guarantee. It's not built in. So that's Yehuda ben Tabai. We'll see the Ramban has a different answer for Yehuda ben Tabai because the Ramban is going to assume it goes to other things as well, not just Midi D'Achila. But this is Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, now Rabbeinu Tam has to address a Gemara in Ksuvis that had the Girsa that the Gemara asked this Kasha, but yet it's not necessarily going to work. Ubayhida Perk based Ksuvis. The Helu Eved Lekuna Alpiv. So what was over there? The question is yichus, right? If somebody is considered to be a miyuchas or not, and they made a mistake, and it's they were male, or at least initially it says in the Gemara that they were male, somebody who was an Eved to consider him to be miyuchas, and the result would be that he's considered a Kohen, and a Kohen meaning that he can eat truma. So in the Gemara that we have here in Chav Chesem Beis, so the Gemara quotes Amar Avlezer Rav Yosi Miyamei Lo Hayadati Pamachas Hayadati VeHelu Eved Kuna Al Pi. So I testified about somebody that he's okay and he's a Kohen and he really is an Eved. So Gemara says Helu Salkedaitach. In fact, the Gemara as we have in our Girsa Hashta Ma Behemtan Shul Tzadikim because maybe Takal Ayodim Zimu Is Koshkein Ella similar to our Gemara Bikshu LaHalos Eved Kuna Al Pi. So Tosus says, is that in fact a valid girsa? Did the Gemara really raise the question to have to answer not helu but bikshu? So at first glance, maybe yes, because it had to do with eating t'macholos asuros. But on second thought, Tosus says lo goris le Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam wasn't goris the kasha of hashta like we have by us and other places of ma'abem tushes tzadikim, and the Gemara had to revise what happened. We're not goris that. Even though you'll tell me that maybe it should fit from Rabbeinu Tam because it had to do with what? With eating with an Isra Achila. Afal pish yesha machilas Isra Truma, the Ishta Ubana, Shein Asurim Betruma. In other words, by saying he's a miyuchas de kakayin and not an Evet, that means that his wife is considered legally, halachically his wife, and his children, therefore by extension as well, that they're miyuchas acharav. And the din is that a Kohen who has a right to eat truma, so can his bnei beis so eat truma. But since, in fact, if he's an Eved, so the entire Ishus is not an Ishus, and therefore his wife is not entitled to eat truma, nor his children. So it comes out that the Michshol did involve Achila, of Achila's truma lizarin. So you might think, therefore, that the Kasha would be okay for a bit of time. So it says, not so, mikol makom, kimen shachacham atzmo en nechshol b'achilas iser ein svar lehakshos. It's not that he had the Isser Achila in his mouth, it's that it would have been led to other people eating, and that doesn't include, that doesn't get included according to Rabbeinu Tam, is the Gemara. It's only the Tzaddik himself. But meanwhile, we can be medayik something about this Midi de Achila point, because were we to say that midi d'achila is not just about him, but anybody, so Tosis would be including midi d'achila not just what you would call macholas asuros, where we all know the idea of nitam tembam. It says in Pasha Shmini, what does achol asuros do? It's mitam tem es halev. It has that special negative quality to create a sense of tumma in the person when they eat non-kosher. Tumma lezarim is a different idea. It's not mitantim it's halev in the sense that it's non-kosher. It's that because of the kedushas tumma, only a kohen can eat it. So you heard, there are achronim who say Rabbeinu Tam Fisod is because of mitantim it's halev. The stomach nizgamar nistosis, I think not that way. Because how could you equate tumma lezarim? It's not it. It's mitantim it's halev. It's halacha that kedushas tumma can't be eaten by a zar. Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, but even though it's midah achila, but it wasn't himself. It wasn't the person. It wasn't the tzaddik himself eating it. But if it was a tzaddik eating truma, you're going to see a similar thing from the next point in Tosis with Havdalah. In other words, it's apparently just midi achila is a gnai. Putting in your mouth something that you should not have ingested. Even without the notion of mitam v'saleh that's specific to macholos asuris, it would also be included in Rabbeinu Tam's rule. Elamai, that Gemara, it's talking about other people, so it still wouldn't make sense to have the kash. That we can be medayik in Rabbeinu Tam as well. Okay, so we have two Gemaras that are resolved with Rabbeinu Tam, the case of Rabbi Shmuel, Karvihita, Yud Bet Tabai. The case of Ksubas didn't involve the tzaddik himself, therefore it's not proper to be asking the question. It could happen for other people. Now Tosis has another case. For Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, the Ishtali, the Toim, Kodim Abdallah. So the Sugyas and Avi Psachim talk about the name of Kiddush and Havdalah. There's an Isser to eat before Havdalah. It's a serious thing, except we know water is okay, but other things you're not supposed to eat before Havdalah. And he forgot Ishtali, and he had something to eat before Havdalah. I forgot that Amina Hasib, the Misasa Basker, right? The Gemara talks about a serious onesh for someone does like that. So it's L'chora, seemingly a big problem. L'chora, it's a terrible thing that he was nechshel. How could it be? How could Rav Yirmiya be nechshel? Another example, Rosh Hashanah, Basim Tavshila de Bavloi, Bitzoma Rabba de Marava. So I think it was Levi who said, he made an observation that the food in Bavel is very tasty on the day that's Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, according to his calculations, this was Yom Kippur. And Bavel, they had different cheshbon, and they were eating on that day that for Eretz Yisrael is Yom Kippur, and he was critiquing them for that they're eating on Yom Kippur, because this is Yom Kippur per Eretz Yisrael's cheshbonos. So here we have two examples, seemingly of Amorayim. Now, the first one is Yirmiya Bar Abba, and the other one was, I guess he's speaking to the Amorayim in Bavel, not just to, so they were, the people themselves were of high stature. Mistami refers to everyone in Bavel, including the Amorayim. So they were eating what they shouldn't have been eating, and how could they have been nechshel if it was really a Yom Kippur? And eating before Havdalah. So how could that be? And here, there doesn't seem to be any kasha in the Gemara on this. And daf gets midi d'achila. So how is Rabbeinu Tam going to work this out? Tosa says, Ein davar meguna kol kach achila shel hatera b'shasa isa. So it's more subtle than we thought. Mitzad echad doesn't have to be macholos asuros. It could even be something like truma lizarim. If the person himself is a tzaddik, he wouldn't be nechshel if he was a non-kohen to eat truma. That would be included. Mitzad sheni, that's only where the chefs is us. But if the chefs is not us inherently, it's just the timing of it. In other words, it's Yom Kippur, so the food is okay if it wasn't Yom Kippur. Or it's before Havdalah. After Havdalah, you can eat it. So it's not the Isser and the Chefza, again, not mitzvah macholos asuros necessarily, but not mitzvah the Chefza, mitzvah the time, that's not as Magun. This is what comes out from our Tosis. Questions so far? This is Rabbeinu Tam. This Tosis is found many places in Shas. So among them, let's take a look at one more place, and that's in Shabbos Yud Beis. That's the case of Karavihita. Tosis brings a few other details. A few other marmakomos. Sadikim atzman lo kosher ken. witnesses. Actually, what did I give you? I gave you Shabbos and I gave you Chulin. All right, we can do both. Let's look at Shabbos first. Rav Nasan Omer, Kara Vehita, Hacha, over Makos, Gab Yudah ben Tabai. So here he quotes it from Makos, and Bayasi quoted from Chagiga. It's the same story. Shaharag Eitzomim. And now Tosis brings another Gemara. We'll see this in the Ramban, that he didn't quote Bayas and Gittin. Tosis didn't quote it yet. Uba Isha Rabba, Kavi Hashe Nikra Sevetar Bachamasin. There was some major issue in Yanim of Yibam, Bias Bentes, and some Indian that there was a major issue of Machokes, and they were trying to prove each one their Sita, and they had a Sevetar they were using, I guess, to learn from. And it says, Nikra Sevetar Bachamasin. The Sefer Torah got ripped because everyone was so intensely arguing. So Tosfos says, "Lo parich u'ma b'emtan shel tzaddikim mikosh mevita kol al yadam." So the kasha is not raised over there, nor by Yehuda ben Tabbai, nor over here in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis. So why doesn't the Gemara ask the kasha as it does in many other places, and why in these selected places doesn't the kasha appear in the Gemara? Omer ben Utam against B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the same you saw to Rabbeinu Tam. It's only a kasha to be raised by midi di achila. Fahid avi psachim, the Rav Yirmiyahu yesh to leave Tam kadam Avdallah, v'hanu di mesach v'sh shana, the kambasim tafshu di bavroib to merab, the marava, those two examples that our Tosfos mentions at the end, hasam u'ayim machal iser, el ha'shoa surah, fine. Okay, so far, same as our Tosfos, except another reference to the case in Yevamos, right? But now Tosfos brings what the Ramban brings at the end, and we mentioned it yesterday in Shir. It's after the story in Vayifatach HaGemalim, when they were asking on that case of Shimchas ben Yoyer. We'll come back in a second. Or maybe we'll just mention it right now, okay, before we continue. That medrash that Tosfos is about to quote begins. Tosfos doesn't quote the beginning. That's what's striking. Tosfos quotes what says right afterwards, yeah? The Medrash tells about the quote, yeah? It's a story about Yirmiyah and Rav Zeira with some figs that did not have a maisa taken off of it. Tosfos is now raising that question. Hi, there it's me, the Achila. Let's go look at that Medrash a little before. Right before that Medrash, the question, how did the Medrash get into this? Because the Medrash has a conversation about the muzzling of Avram's camels. So, one pshat given in the Medrash was Vayifatach HaGemalim means that they had muzzles and they were removed. And Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiyahu, Yeshua, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Lo hayu gmalav shel Avram Avinu domim b'chamor shel Pinchas ben Yair. And then the story follows. At least the story as mentioned in the Medrash. And ki'ilu, like that's the last word. Or maybe a machlokas, two shitas in the Medrash. What is this all about? Plug in Rabbeinu Tam now. What's the kasha? It's not midi achila, right? What's the problem? I mean, there's a number of things difficult here. What's he asking? He's asking they don't need to have muzzles. Why? What's the problem? That they might eat from gazelle. So they're protected. No, what do you have to say? What?
Pshia.
Maybe it's pshia. Maybe it can't be somech al anes. That's damakash. But more than that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the midi achila here?
Eating
stolen food is kol midi achila.
It's the same thing that we were saying before, that it's not about the iser achila, it's about the fact that there's something
okay
to it. That
The truth is, let's go back to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said if you're eating and not if someone else is eating. So Pinchas ben Yair, the marshal of everything, is what? The donkey didn't eat. So what's the avera of Pinchas ben Yair's shmira? He's not eating it. Maybe he's violating that he shouldn't be machil behemto, as the Gemara says in Chulin, that the problem came down to the fact that if it was originally intended for achilas adam, then you can't even give it to the animal. The animal didn't have, if he didn't take off the maaser. So what's the avera of the master? That he was machil behemto. Davar she'ena ma'usar, right? D'mai. So that's not his avera of achila. It's his avera of being machil behemto. How could Rabbeinu Tam have such a shita amid the achila for the tzaddik himself, if the whole mashal that we start with is Pinchas ben Yair's chamor, which means it's not the gnai for the tzaddik eating anything, it's a gnai for the tzaddik that his animal ate. Unless we are quitting the behemoth to the tzaddik. So the behemoth's achila is the gnai for the tzaddik. And the other people who ate based on the psak of Amar and Ebed Kuhuna, that's not, maybe that's the word according to the Beit HaTam. It's ki'ilu like the chamor ben zeh, mamish an extension of him. So the animal eating ena ma'usar is like the gnai of the tzaddik eating. The chidush, no. And how else you can explain it? So that's one question. The other question is the gezel. From Avin, how are we equating to gezel? So what? If the animal was eating gezel, that's called midi d'achila. The same way, yeah. Okay? But it's not the same though. It's not exactly the same. Truma lezarim is not the chalos asurus, but the chefts is us. The chefts is us, not as machalos asurus. Eating before Abdallah, it's the timing. That we understand is different. The food is stolen food. That's called the chefts is asur. You have a question. It's not timing. I understand. But it's not mitzad the chefts. It happens to be gezel. So if you're going to eat it, you're stealing. Maybe that's called, that's good enough for Avinu. If you see the Medrash ask the Kasha, that Avram Avinu's camels did not need to have muzzles because it's no different than Pinchas ben Yair, leave inside the Kasha that maybe you need a shtadlus. Okay, that's a separate question. Maybe he still needs to do it. Some chanala nesa. Okay, you have to know. The Medrash is asking the Kasha. Maybe the other man, the Amr, disagrees for that reason. But that was the Kasha that was asked. So we want to equate, and I asked the Pinchas ben Yair's donkey, what's that? The tzaddik's not eating. So you say no, but if the donkey is his donkey, that's ki'ilu, that's a gnai, as if the tzaddik would be eating that thing. So, okay. So eating eino mu'usar is the chefz asr. I grant you that. I'm not sure. I have a chakira I could ask you. Is the pshat that the animal didn't eat because the animal knew that the etzem wasn't usar? Or since the halach is that you buy from an Amma Aretz, you need it to take Ma'aser. Even the Klapi Shemaya, it was Ma'aser, but the Ma'aser, it's an Issa Mitzad, the fact that the Ma'im, the Rabban, you have to take off Ma'aser. See, not that the animal intuited that it was not Ma'aser, it's that it's still Aser anyway. Okay, that's Tamach HaKira I had. I don't know. You have to know which way to go. But either way, you know, Kamina Afkamina, because the Etzim is an Inwas. But okay, you call that the Cheft is Aser. And the animal ingesting it is kilo the tzaddik ingesting. Chidush. That's how it starts. Why is gezel that way? And that Tosis doesn't even bring in. All Tosis brings in is the hemsach of the medrash, as we now read on. But at the beginning of the medrash, Tosis is misalim from it completely. And the same medrash, it's mamish in the same place, in the Chayesar. Yeah, Benzi.
What's the difference? I'm not seeing the difference between...
Gezel is like this. Truma, the chefza is aser ba'achila. Lizarin. Again, not macholos asuras dig, but because of its kedusha, the chefza is not to be eaten by a non-kohen. The chefza is aser. Here, it's not an iser achila. It's iser of stealing. Maisa, if you're going to eat it, then you've devoured it. You've mailed it to hechatim, so you did gezel. But it's not an iser achila. It's not. It entered the mouth. The gnai of going into the mouth. So you're saying applies even if the avera is not avera of achila. It's not avera of gezel.
It's not about machol.
I know. It's not about machol. But it's an israchim. There's a fine distinction. Not macholas asuras, as in Parsha Shemini, but it's an israchila. Ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkagav, yosef chamishi savolav, there's a penalty of a chomesh, it's isra achila. You want to say maybe by truma also? It's not the etzem because it's achila, just the special din that it has to be achila. Not if you're mazik, you don't pay the chomesh, but it's still an isser of ruining the truma. So maybe it's also not an isser achila. So you see already from truma that it's not necessarily achila. You could mimfalpo a little bit, maybe. Okay, maybe that's good enough. Because you see, truma would have been enough. I would imagine you could argue that it's isser achila. And Issa before Abdullah is also Issa Achila, except it's because of the timing, so that's separate. Issa Gezel, it's not Issa Achila. And this is our discussion over here in the Medrash, that they should have not needed a mazel because of this for Pinchas Ben Yair. And Rabbeinu Tam says it's only based on Midi Achila. And this Rabbeinu Tam doesn't address part one of the Medrash. It's interesting. Yeah?
I don't get why if Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't need a mazel.
Because he's asking that Avram, that's the Lashna Medrash. I can ask a Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey as well. Hashem gave a Shemira to the donkey. But why would the donkey have the Shemira? It's not the Tzaddik. What would have been the Avera? That the Tzaddik would have been Machil the Behema, what he shouldn't have been Machil the Behema. So then the Michshel of the Tzaddik is not an Isser of Achila, it's an Isser of being Machil Behema, that the animal shouldn't have eaten. But it's not the Tzaddik's Achila, it's the Avera of not letting the Behema eat what should have been, what should have not have been eaten, that he should have taken off Meiser before he gave the animal to eat. That's not the Tzaddik's Isser Achila. But nevertheless, you see, that becomes the Mashal. So you have to say, perhaps, that the Behema's Achila is an extension of the Tzaddik himself. The Medrash asked the Kasha. After the Pshat given, he tears Mumeyim, Lo Hayus, Gemalov Shel Avram Avinu Domim, Lechamosh Pinchas Ben Yair, meaning, and the Rabban Chumash also quotes this very medrash, meaning to say he's asking a kasha on that you shouldn't have had to have a muzzle. Now, you could stop tying that, wait a second, ain't somechen al aneis, it's all good, but Lemaisa, you have to do your part. That's stam a kasha, that's a good kasha. Well, my state medrash, that they asked the kasha. So you see, number one, that there's an equation between Pinchas Ben Yair's behema not eating enam usar, which we could certainly classify as an isra achila, and what the medrash is doing is applying it to the animals, the donkeys, the camels here of Avraham Avinu eating gezel. That's a very striking link. I could certainly, Ben Tam says immediately achila. If it wasn't Midi Achila, then I have no problem, and it extends to all kinds of things. But if it's limited to Midi Achila, then what is this? What's the whole kasha? But the answer is maybe it is considered enough to be called Midi Achila. It went into the mouth. The Hechatimsa for the Geza was entering the mouth, and it's not even the mouth of Avram, it's the mouth of his camels, but that's part of the Yisod, that it goes, it's an extension of the Tzaddik. But this is a part of the marriage that Tosis is completely oblivious to. Tosis asks, now it's here from the end of the Medrash. Yeah.
Possibly that maybe the Avram's camels are totally different.
And therefore, the Medrash is assuming it should even extend beyond Midi Achila.
I think the kasha is more that in times of Avram, there's no mitzvahs like that necessarily. But something stealing was the meaning that everyone knew was a bad thing to do. Not necessarily that Meister is.
Yeah, but the kasha is specifically supported by Einan Domin Lo Hayul Gemav Shavam Domin Lachamash Brichas Ben Yair. That is how the Medrash raises the question. Right, but I'm saying, but the kasha seems to be you don't need to worry. The camels will not eat gazel because if Brichas Ben Yair's camel donkey will not eat what's not ticed, then Avraham Avinu's camels will not eat gezel. That seems to be the kasha the Medrash is posing. And here I'm asking, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it has to start with Midi Achila. Why is this Midi Achila? Okay. Umaysa, what does... Yeah, Uriah.
I think Rav Chanan was making a chakira, it's like a chavsa gavra issue.
Rav Chanan?
Yeah.
On this question?
Yeah. And so if you're going to say it's a gavra issue, then that's an easier extension to make to the animal being part of his gavra. Meaning it's not a chavsa, he doesn't say truma is the chavsa is iser, it's just that for this guy, the truma is iser. You're saying like on Yom Kippur, when you're eating something on Yom Kippur, it's in the Gavra, it's not the Chesa. So if you're saying now that what they're eating is not the Isser in the Chesa, it's just the camels are eating something they're not supposed to eat, mm-hmm. It's an extension of Avraham.
So it's not because of the Chesa, but it's still not Isser Achila though. but it went into the mouth. Okay, so that's the, you're saying if a looser definition, not the chefsa, but iser that entered the mouth of the tzaddik or his animal, that's called genai. Okay, and the avera took place through the fact that it entered into the mouth. But if it was because the timing was off, that would be included. Okay. Al kopanim, what does Tosis quote from Bereshis Rabbah? Back to Tosis in Shabbos at the end. Ubevreshis Rabbah Amrin, again, this is Mamish, the same Medrash, Pashas Chayisara. So right after the story that we read it yesterday in Shir, the whole story as described here about Chimuches ben Yair, so then we have Rav Yirmiyah Shalach Rav Zer here, let's see how Tosis quotes it. Yirmiyah Shalach Rav Zer, Achat Trasko, De Te'enim, Humasik, Bain Dain, the Dain, that's how it concludes, right? Because each one thought, the one sending it thought, Mestama, the one receiving it, will take off the Meiser, and the one who received it assumed Mestama, that he wouldn't have sent it to me unless it took a Meiser. So the Medrash concludes, Bain Dain, the Dain. In the meantime, what happened? Misachel Tenasa B'Tivla. Doesn't even say who ate it, but I guess Tosa's assumption is it was eaten by these Amorayim, not somebody else. If you say it was someone else, maybe it's not a bachal, not a kasha. But you see, the Medrash does talk about the mechshol of achila. So how's Rabbeinu Tam going to work this out? Right? So Tosus says as follows: Hakama Allah Rav Abba Bazimna b'shem Avelazer Zeira. You see, there's a comment right on that mentioned that Medrash concludes with this: Im Mershon Malachim Anu Kibnei Ish, Vimhem Bnei Ish Anu Kachamorim V'lo Kachamorim Shebechus Ben Yair. What is Tosus trying to do here? So right after this Medrash story finishes, there's this comment that Tosis quotes that was said, Amr Baba Bayamina, Rav Zera, in Havi Kadmoin Malachim, if the really wants to Malachim, we are people, in Mahava B'nei Nashi, Anachamarin, V'les, Anachmed, Bechel Yair. So what is Tosis' answer? What does Tosis mean? Tosis quotes this also in Chulin. Take a look, Chulin Daf Hamed Beis, at the end of the Tosis as well. So you have this appearing in Chulin three times in the first parak, and within like one daf after the other. First in Daf Hamed Beis has to do with Shchitas Kusi, with Gadol Omid Al Gabav, if you can eat the Shchita. Then you have another example in Daf Vav with some kind of a mixture of Macholas Asuris. And then you have a Daf Zayin with Shvius, I think with Rav Meir, with Beis Shan, and each time the Gemara brings in the question of Tzadikim Aspon Lo Koshke. And then you have Pichas Ben Yari, the story mentioned of Daf Zay. So the first mention is on the Daf Hamed Beis, with the case of Shchitas Kusi. So here you have Tosus on Hamed Beis, Tzadikim Aspon Lo Koshke, and Tema, the Ashkechon Yobin Tabai, Shargit Zomem, Perkam de Makis, Vishmo Shikar Vihita, Perkam de Shabbos. So Tosus has from those two places. But Omeri, here it's not the real name, Zeri. So Tosis here would be allowing for the Girsa to exist, even though it wasn't Tzadik himself. Why? Because Lamaisa, it's still going to involve an Isser of Achila by somebody. And that would be good enough to ask the Kasha. However, mi brovs from lo gasino ga vahein mishim direkel mifach el shet tzadik atzmo lecho iser, like he says by us. Everyone with me? We're going quicker because we've seen this already. Ubrash Hashanah dama kam basim tafshil de bavoy b'tzuma de rabbi de marava b'avi psachim av yom yikob b'arabi ikro b'ay rav asi v'ishtu yitam kadim avdala afkab de misas av askar hasam achilas heteru el shaocha b'shas asr. The end of the Tosis. Ubrashis rabba gasinan gabriyim yishad urav zera kalkol de peri bein ding ademis achil peri b'tivlayu. Okay, so what do you make of that? The Amoraim ate tevel. So it says Miu Hahu Uvda Isab Msach Tishkalim. It's found also in the Yerushalmi Shkalim. The Kamala Rav Zera Imashonim Kemalachim Anu Kibarinish, Rishon Kibarinish Anu Kamar Mokhamash Bechaz Ben Yoy. Why Tos need to go to Yerushalmi Shkalim? I don't know. Lamaisa, it's in the Bavli, it's in the Medrash as well. But what does Tosis mean to us? What does Tosis want to say here? So if you look in the Maram and the Mashal on that Tosis, it's either in Shabbos or in Shabbos. They want to say that Tosus means by quoting the end of the Medrash, or quoting the Yerushalmi, is an answer not just to that story in the Medrash, but really to the other kashas as well, earlier. And he wants to say that Tosus means that this klal is specially said about earlier generations. Niskatnu hadoros. So as the doros continue, that special principle doesn't hold anymore. So there's a cutoff. I don't know what the cutoff would be exactly, but this inyan of Tzadikim Atzel Koshkin is only a kasha on earlier generations and not the later generations. And that's the observation that's being said, that you see, we don't even have that madrega anymore. We're not going to have that shmir. And therefore, the story in the Medrash is resolved. Maybe even some of the other examples, you have to know again what the cutoff would be. If Yehuda ben Tabai's Mechsho was already after the time that no longer... So where did they have the Shmira? Avraham Avinu, I guess, Pinchas ben Yair. But then at some point, it's no longer a skula anymore. I can't rely on it. It's not a guarantee anymore. And that's what Tosus would mean to answer from the Medrash and the story in the Medrash. This is Tosus. Notice they tell you where else you can look, okay? Have a lot of nice time looking up Tosus Shabbos. We did look at Tosus Pesachim. That's very short. Tosus Yevamis, Tosus Gittin. That's by us. Okay, let's see the Ramban. Ramban, many Rishonim, by the way, in the various Gemaras, you'll see the Rishonim commenting. The Ramban has an Arichas here in Chulin Dav Zayin, has a couple of interesting things to say. Zakter Ramban in Chulin Dav Zayin, again, it's one of the three places in Chulin that the Gemara brings it in. So the Ramban asks, number one, Rabbi Yishmael, how could he have been Karvi Hita? That's Kasha 1. Mesachet Makis, Yudah ben Tabai, Ika, Amar Shemen Shatach, Erev ben Acham, Amar Shemach Ledam Naki, Shari Amar Chacham, Ena Yim Zom Min Aragin, Ad Shizum Shneim. He was acknowledging it. What does the Rabban mean? Remember the Gemara there, Marcus? What did he do with the Betaba? He was right. What was he doing afterwards?
Weeping.
Right. And then the Gemara says that maybe there was at some point he was asking Mechila, and at some point the crying stopped. So Mamash, you see how bad he felt. So it means that, you know, he didn't stand behind his sack. It's not like he held differently and he held it. Himamish was nichshel. That's the second Gemara. Va'odar min b'yavamis gabel belaza karus torba chamasa and karus hakadaita chasti Gemara. Could it be? Gemara doesn't say what, why it's a kasha. But karu ela nikra sevet b'chamasa. Va'ayav zok shem zok in echad. Va'amar tamna aniyim lo yiyah b'yitzak nesas abadazara. And so it was, says Gemara. Ha'yizu takana gadola. It means takal gadola. It was a very big takala. Rabbeinu Tam zel ha'yo omer. So it's Rabbeinu Tam that he quotes. She ain't omen a kashim of takala yardan el bedvar achila she gnaya davet mishomer begitin. Okay, this is one prime example. Even menachai, adam god achilus akedaitach hashta behem des avu beisu and go. The Ramban is not very happy with this distinction. The ain betam ezat lo tam velo reich. It's a polite way of saying I vehemently disagree. He doesn't accept that should be the case. That it's only achmid achil. Midabim tam is. Thinks that that's what it comes down to. Doesn't tell you why, but you know that's just simply not correct. V'ot, daminan perakayish tzarmula, hel evin kun al piv, hel sakidaitach, has to be tzadikin. So what's the point? It's not the tzadik's iser achila. Now you could have said one of two things. You could say iser achila even on someone else is also included, like the re-thought to say in Tosus Shabbos, right? Or Tosus Chulin, was it? Right? Or... in a chanami, when I go to sit, Rabbeinu Tam took it out. Why Rabban didn't like Rabbeinu Tam, it's not 100% clear. It feels like it's an arbitrary distinction. It doesn't. So now he's going to bring one mahalach and then his own mahalach at the end. Rabbeinu Nar, not Rahman Apiresh. Who is he quoting? I'm not sure. The Rabban is Rebbe. He had different Rabbeim, but he quotes a pshat from his Rebbe. The following idea. I believe the Aruch HaNer was machaving to this in Yevamis, one of the places in Yevamis, but he didn't have a Chiddush Ramban. So he was machaving to this parrot that Ramban is called B'Shem Rabbeinu. The Hemtim Shel Tzadikim maybe Takola La'acherim Al Yada. The Shemira is that someone else will not stumble through the Tzadik. Kachamo Shapuchas ben Yair. Shamelo Haisa Mitsuba Bekach. Avos Shalola Hachshu Hanos Nim Lovetzalecho. In other words, the animal didn't do an Aveira if it would have eaten. But who would have done the Aveira? The one who was machil behema, what he shouldn't have been machil, since he should have been maser before he gave the animal. According to Gemara and Chulin, it was because originally he was for an Adam, and then he decided for behema, so he needed to have maser taken out. So the animal, Hashem did not let the animal be a vehicle for takala, for who? For the master. So the tzaddikim atzmo koshkein, that they would not be a hechatimsa for someone else's aveira. So takala al yada means not their own aveira, but someone else. In other words, there's no guarantee that the tzaddik himself might not be ein adam ba'aretz, as we'll see. Yehuda ben Tabbai could have done shvichas damim. But that a takala would come about for someone else, al yadan, and all these gemaras that asked this kasha, tzaddik koshkin, is similar to that. So the, again, just like the and what's the mashal? Pinchas ben Yair is behem. That's how he connects. Bear in mind, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how's the mashal fitting? You have to say that the behemoth's eating is like the tzaddik's eating. You have to say. The Rebbeinu Tam says only the tzaddik himself, not anyone else. No, and the behemoth, it's not the tzaddik, it's the behemoth. The answer is, but the behemoth is an extension of the tzaddik. So the chamoro was like the tzaddik wouldn't eat, so the behemoth wouldn't eat. But if it has to be someone else is eating, that's different. According to this pshat, it's the takola that the behemoth would have been maybe for the master. And a takala of any kind. What's the takala of the master? Nachil, that he was machil the behema. So behema would have been hechatimsa for the Pinchas ben Yair's avera. And so too, that tzaddik can't be a hechatimsa for someone else's avera.
Does we have to be forced into saying that? I mean, the Gemara says it's the opposite svara, that it's because behemtam.
Takala al yada, and Hashem would not allow the behema of a tzaddik to be a way, a means for other people's stumbling. Meaning a Pinchas ben Yair's animal could not bring about that its master would have done an Aveira. So too tzaddikim atzmon, Hashem will make sure that the tzaddik would not be a vehicle for other people to do Aveiras.
But why does that mean that the animal is an extension of himself?
No, not in the Ramban. In Rabbeinu Tam. The problem was that the tzaddik's nichshol is his eating. So it's only midi d'achila. So what's the mashal? Hilchas ben Yair's chamor didn't eat what's not meant for it to eat.
No, I mean, it's not necessarily tzaddik. I'm saying it's the animal of tzaddik. You shouldn't eat.
The animal of tzaddik. So just like the animal of tzaddik didn't ingest midi d'achila, so the tzaddik atzman l'shul would not ingest his aveira of eating a davar asr.
That means that it has to be that the animal is part
no,
of the
tzaddik. No, that's where it starts from. Okay, well, Maisa, this is Rabbeinu of the Ramban's Rebbe. Okay, so how's it going to fit in the various examples where the Gemara brings this kasha in? Take a look. So again, the animal was a mitzvah. El shaloh hachshu hanostin lo ratzalecho. Vermeir nami. This is on Daf Zayin there. Came in shabepni acherim ochal. So the idea with his eating this inyan, this ola that may have been shayach to Maiser, depending on there were certain cities that were not conquered, reconquered. So therefore, there'll be no chiv meiser if it wouldn't be conquered by Oli Bavel, and that's the shaila. If that was included, Beis Shan was included or not? So, Rav Meir machokis in the Gemara and different Tanoim, different shitas about it. So Rav Meir now mekim shepni acherim achal. He ate in front of others, so it's not that he couldn't be nechshel. That could happen, but since he ate in front of others, ilo haya iser bedaver. Had it been an iser, takos acherim he. Shari hitu Rebbe. As Beis Shan al Yado, basically, Rabbi saw Rav Meir eating. He said, "Ah, must be that Beis Shan, the produce of Beis Shan is not chayiv in what in Trumas Maestris because it was not reconquered by Oli Bavel." So, where is the mechshel for others? Because Rav Meir's eating would lead others to do the same. That's why Rabbi Paskin based on that. So that's why the Gemara asked the kasha, "Hash to them Shul Sadikin that you can't get the tzaddik can't be a vehicle for other people to do an aveira." Similarly, Daf Hei Am Beisin in Chulin. With the Gemara asked the kasha. V'chein shchitas kusi she'achal Rav Ami. Rav Ami ate from a shchitas kusi that someone was supervising. That's the shaila, that's good enough to be a shchita. Haribo hatira ayada. In other words, now the animal's meat can be eaten for others. So all of that is where we say that rule. Ava bedava atzmo in adam tzaddik bar shi'asa tov liyachta. What his Rebbe is saying is that there's no shmira on the tzaddik himself. the shmir is that tzaddik should not be a vehicle for other people's nechshel. The yafa pirish. So he likes this pshat, but there's still some rough edges here. The Ramban has to acknowledge it's still not going to fully answer everything. Okay, so far we have a second mahalach now presented. After Rabbeinu Tam, working out the king's with Rabbeinu Tam, we have this pshat of the Ramban, b'shem Rabo. Now, el shuk shali, hadam rinan nitper kamedin nidarin. Kenidre ksherim, kenidvosam, nadar b'nazir v'karban. A person has certain language that he uses, and we want to know whether it counts as a neder for nazir, and he uses the lashon of kenidre ksherim, kenidvosam. And that could count as a neder for being a nazir. And the Gemara explains there, lefish ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yadan. That means to say that tzaddikim, they know that Hashem doesn't bring them to be du'averos, and therefore they never had an opportunity to bring a carbon chatas. So how are they going to get to bring a carbon chatas? They want to feel they brought a carbon chatas, but they don't du'averos. So they do the following. Afika chayonodrim benaziris. Okay, that's what the Rabban is quoting from the Gemara there. After it says that person is kenidrik sherim, so kenidvosam, it's considered a neder of a nazir. So that's what he quotes on Daf Yud. The Gemara says what the Rabban just quoted. Rav Yehuda, son of Yehuda Omer, Hasidim Harishonim, Hayimis Avin Lahavi Karan Chatas. Listen to the Lashon Gemara. Lefish in a Kadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala yudeyam. So they want to bring carbon chatas, and Hashem doesn't bring takal yedein. Mahayu osin, omdin misnat v'naziris l'makom, kidei sheyischayev carbon chatas l'makom. What's the halacha when a nazir finishes his naziris? He brings several carbonos. Among them is a carbon chatas. Oh, so they have a way to bring chatas. The truth is, if you look carefully at the Gemara, the Mefarish there, that the Miachas to Rashi, it's not. I'm making it more simple than it is, but for our purposes, it's good enough. That I read you the words of the Gemara. That the words are saying that because they couldn't find a way to bring a carbon chatas, because emiv takala yadan, so therefore they had to find a way to do it by being no deb naziris, and therefore when a person says a lashon of kenidvosam of ksherim, it's like he becomes a nazir too. Meanwhile, what's the lashon gemara? That does it sound like emiv takala yadam is not specific in midi achila, not Rabbeinu Tam, nor is it about what? Acherim, because they're talking about their own averis. So that's the kasha of the Ramban. You see that etakol yadam is even their own averis. So now we have to say something more. Because now the mahalchim that we've presented, Rabbeinu Tam he didn't like anyway. But the pshat of b'shem rabo, yafa piresh, it's not going to work in the dar. Good? Okay. Says the Ramban, so we have to come as follows. The yesh letaris. Now he doesn't dismiss the other pshat, but he obviously, you see there's more to it. Yesh letaris, she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala tzadikim klal b'shogeg. Not just acherim, even the tzaddikim themselves will not be nichshol b'shogeg. Why? Shabbat l'tayr misayin also. If you're coming to do the right thing, which is tzaddikim always are primed to do the right thing, you're always going to be zochah nesiyata d'shmai. This is a special idea. We can all relate a little bit. You know, we have a tefillah, we have in the morning. He was in shetatzirin yom, Zahara, right? And chet. Atvin l'decheit, l'deavera, right? So, we all try to aspire to that. It's a good Mr. Haskell at the end of everything. We all want to be that way. That's the Bogatayr. Tzaddikim, it's already a default of a Bogatayr, right? So they don't need the formal tefillah for it. That's the Shogig. Oh, so what? Where is their problem? Where can you find problems? Avo Rabbi Shmuel, so one by one. He's going to now go back to the other examples. By the way, the teretz that he just brought before it, so did that answer Rabbi Yishmael? So that taka wasn't answered before either, right? Rabbeinu Piresh that he brought before it was not, did not fit Rabbi Yishmael, right? So now he's going to come with that. Pshio ha'yisalol b'davar, shelo chasha shedevi chaver v'hachmir. So this to me sounded a little bit like I said before. It was a pshia, he didn't listen to his friends. Ad kedei kach, I didn't know what Tosfos was asking from this particular case. It was a pshia. They said to be Machman, he went ahead and did it anyway. What about the case of Sefer Torah? Same thing. For Rabbi Lezer v'chaveir of Shenikra Sefer Torah al Yadan, mitoch shebo'uchal kas, bo'uchal chet. The anger took them over, and that brought them to chet. That's Pshia. We all know the Ramban quoted this in his famous letter, Igeres Ramban. Anyone who's learned it, you know, he quotes this namer itself. Okay, so what do we have left? Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai. Now, very interesting. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai, Sharagei Zomim. This is also said by, I think, the Ridvan, the Rishonim, on the Gemara Makis. Shema mechuyev l'shamayim haya oso ha'ish. That person, l'maisa, was chai mizishmayim for other averis. The zimno HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai lefgo'abo. So really, Kavi Shmaya wasn't a mechsha. As things appeared to him, he killed an innocent person. And Shem ben Shatach told him that, Shafach Tadam Naki. Really, there's a bigger picture. A person was Chayav Misa, it went through Yehuda ben Tabbai, maybe he wasn't Zoche, usually he's Megalgen Chov Ha'idei Chayav, so he felt still a responsibility. At the end of the day, it's not called a Maisa Mechsha because the person was Mechuyav Misa. Interesting. The Ramban brings another Gemara that actually has that idea, and the Ramban is plugging it in to Yehuda ben Tabbai. This Gemara is a fascinating Gemara. It's going to be a good segue to the next piece of our Gemara. Let's read it a little bit here, and then we'll expand. Ki hahid ma'isad Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Or is it Rav Shimon it should be? I think it was Rav Shimon, it's our Gersa. Shaharag oso ish. He killed a certain person, v'nishtatech al kivro, and he was prostrating himself on the kever. Yotza kol, minabas kol kein, v'amar lo ayeira lecha, don't feel bad, hu ubeno bo anara masav yom kippurim. He and his son did a terrible avera, which is chayv skila, to be bo anara marasa, that's the misa skila, on yom kippur yet, v'amar siso b'nei, may I siso, let my stomach feel happy. I'm going to wait. Let's go finish the Ramban first. We'll come back to this. So the Ramban is quoting the Gemara Mitzvah that you see that a tzaddik apparently was nichshel in killing somebody, but he really wasn't because the person was chai misa for terrible averus. Anyway, just the tzaddik was ended up being the one to carry it out. And so perhaps that's the answer for Yehuda ben Tabbai as well. Okay, we're going to soon come back to this. Okay, so we have now another mahalach, right? We have Rabbeinu Tam, Ramban didn't like it. The details of that, we have the Rabbeinu of the Rebbe of the Ramban, Takala for other people. We have the Ramban working out that really is a difference between Shogeg and Mazid. Shogeg, it wouldn't come, it couldn't happen. Mazid, if you mamish were not, you were disrespectful of Tebe Chachamim or the Kas, something like that, that would be not a guarantee. You'd have been Tabai. Maybe the person was in fact Chayav Misa anyway. Last paragraph, the Kashali, what about Bereshis Rabbah? Rav Yemishach, Rav Zerah, Chet Praskel, a basket of figs, Rav Yemishach, Amar Efshet, Rav Zerah, Achelon, Dolom, Esaknan, Bein Dein Ledein, Misachla, Teinaya, Betivlon. Lamacha, Kam Rav Yemishach, Rav Zerah, Amar Leis, Takonis, Inilin, Tanaya, Amalei, Lo, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Chia, Fil, Chamor, Lesanan, Ben Yoyer, Yavri Sari Tibilon Lotantin, and Nachilton Tenevil. We ate. We don't have the Shmir of Yavrichas Ben Yoyer's Chamor. The Ahacha Shabbata Kala Rav Zerah Ider Yermia. So what did Tosis seem to respond to this? The only answer we have so far for Tosis is in the Chanami. It doesn't carry over to all the later Doros. And that's good for the point. The Ramban doesn't accept that. So they just sort of commenting. But meanwhile, what's the answer? The Ramban says, Yishlomar shelishneim pshia hayalehem bedavar. There was pshia. What was the pshia? They should go in the other. Can't do that. One thing is clear, avon mikol makom zu kashim efreshes pshia Rabbeinu Tam. He just comes back and says, Rabbeinu Tam clearly has no answer for this. Okay, so now we have the Ramban, the rest of the story. Okay, let's use the Ramban's Gemara in Bamitzia as a little bit of a segue to be Magdim, a background for the next Gemara that we're about to read in here in Gittin. This story, Bamitzia Pei Gimel, is a very important Maramakum on the Inyan of Mesira that is very much part of the next Gemara that we're about to read, hopefully get to in a minute. So let's read this Gemara for itself and then see what Ramban meant when he quoted it, that Hashem said, or the Baskel came out, that the person really deserved to die. But meanwhile, the Maisa there, and that Gemara is very much okay, segue to the background of the next Gemara. Very, very interesting Gemara. Pei Gimel Mebeis and Bamitzia. It's talking about Rav Elazar Bav Shimon. That's the Gersa that we have in our Gemara. The son of Shimon ben Yochai, in other words, Elazar Bav Shimon. Rav Elazar Bav Shimon Ashkach lehahu paraguna de katafis ganvi. He found somebody who was appointed by the king. Rashi says Mimuna Shel Melech. He was tafis ganvi. He was bodek acharim betofsan. So basically, he was there to catch criminals. That was this person's job, that he was appointed by the government, by the Malchus, the non-Jewish government, to grab people and to arrest them. They're arrested, they'll be punished by the government. So this is what he found. He bumped into such a person. Amalei, Heicha Yachotelu. How do you know if they're, you know, their strategies, if they're really guilty or not? Lav kechuyusa mesili, are they not compared to wild animals that hide by day? Okay, let's go down a line or two. So, and maybe he asked, Dilma shaka sadike b'shafkes rishi. How do you know that the people that you're arresting are innocent? Maybe you're going to have innocent, I mean, are guilty. Maybe they're innocent people and you're getting them in trouble. That's what he asked. Amalei. My Evid, what can I do? Hermana de Malkahu, it's the king's orders. So I arrest people. Amar, so Hashem said, Ta Agmirach, Hechatavid. Let me give you a little bit of a education and tell you how you'll know. U Ba'abashay Chanusa, go into the store where people are. In the time, 4 hours into the day, which is when people eat. People go and have their meal 4 hours of the day, okay? Kichazis inish de kashasi chamra. You see somebody drinking wine, the kanakit kasa biyade, and he has his cup of wine. The kamenam name, and he's dozing off. Shaul lave. Find out his background. We have to know why he's falling asleep in the morning at breakfast over his wine. Itzu v'mer bananhu, even a young budding Tamid Chacham, Benayim, and he's sleeping. Agdumi kadam ugirse means he got up early from learning and nothing to be concerned about. He's legitimate, he's honest, don't arrest him. Ipoilhu, if he's a worker, kadam avidite, he's there early at work. Okay. The avidite balelia, redu di radit, if he works at night, he could be doing something there, and it's not a problem. The ilov, it's not any of the above that we can tribute why he's falling asleep in the morning over breakfast, then ganvahu. Then he's a thief, the tafsa. Okay. So this was a great suggestion, right? Now the guy knows what to look for. Ishtama milsa be'malka. The king heard about this strategy that was given, that able to weed out who's guilty, who's not. They thought this guy's really smart. He knows how to catch the real crooks. So Amru, they said, Karyana di Garta, Ilevi Parvanka. It's an expression. One reading the letter should be the one to deliver it. In the Shliach. Asiur Blessed Bev Shimon. So they called him the Katafis Gandhi. And he began to take on the job himself. So this is now his job. His job is to be working for the government and to arrest people and to hand them over to be punished. Okay? Shalachle Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Shul ben Karcha sent him the following words. Chometz ben Yayin, vinegar, son of wine. Rashi. Rasha ben Tzadik. Your father was the Hilga Rashbi, right? Admasai atamoser amo shel elokeinu lahariga. These are Shul ben Karcha's words. You see why I'm connecting to next Gemara, right? To when are you handing over Jewish people to be killed? They have no rachmanis. You give me over to the government, there's no mercy. Shalach le, he sent back to Shul ben Karcha, kotzim ani machale min hakerem. I'm destroying thorns from the vineyard. What does he mean? Shalach le, sent back the message. Yavo balakeren the achales kotsa. Let the owner of the vineyard take care of them. Not the yud. Yomachad, one day, pagabe hahu koves. A person who was a launderer, stomach worker, met up with Rishua Lezebev Shimon. Karye chometz ben yayin. He gave him a name, taunted him, I guess the word got out. Chometz ben yayin. Amar, he said, midachatzif kulei hai, if he's so chutzpedek to call me a name like that, shma mina rishiyahu. He must be a rush. Amaluhu, he told his guards, bodyguards, whatever, people working with him, tafsua. He grabbed him. Grabbed him, resting. Tafsua. They grabbed him. So it was an impulsive thing. He said, he had a sense, he must be wicked. Lebasa denach daite, after he calmed down, azo basre, the peruke, velo matzi, he wanted to find him and maybe to release him. He realized maybe he wasn't guilty. Kari ale, he said about himself, about the person, the wanderer, shomer pivul shona, shomer tzaras nafsho. If you watch your tongue, you protect yourself. Meaning this person, you know, he called him the name, and I guess, and this is what happened. Meanwhile, zakfuha, they hanged him. That's what they do. Come to Sisakifa, he, Rabbi Zev Shimon, went under the gallows, the kabachi, and was crying. This is the Ramban, the line that Ramban quotes. Amrulei, it says here, Rebbe, al yeira be'enecha, shehu beno b'alu nara morasa b'yom ha-kippurim. He and his son did this terrible aver Yom Kippur. So he was really Rasha after all. Skila. And Rashi adds, Kohen is Skolem Nitrin. So the fact that he got hanged is all appropriate for the halacha. He niach yado al b'nei me'av. He put his hand on his stomach. He was a balbasar, we see later in the Gemara. Amar sisu b'nei me'ai sisu. Saying to himself, wow, you know, rejoice. Omas ve'ekos yurachem kach. If this is what happened for people you weren't sure about, so if there's really a good reason, like the people Rashi says who were sleeping in the tavern on breakfast, I'm okay. What I'm doing is okay. Muftach ani b'chem, she'en yimetalei sheletes b'chem. All right. So this is a very important Gemara because, as we're now going to see, the inyan of Mesira is a terrible, terrible Aveira. And yet there are exceptions to the rule, and the question is, what are the exceptions? And one of the Gemaras that everyone likes to quote when the post can deal with this, Ad Kedei Kach, that I can tell you now, I remember seeing an article in Yeshur a couple years ago when a lot of the discussions were coming up with, Rachmana Litzlan, with issues of abuse, and especially the Chok HaMedina, being that if you're in a position where you're aware of it, and you have to report it. So Rabbi Fivel Cohen, I think, wrote the letter. It's an old Yeshurin publication. It comes out twice a year, Yeshurin. And they printed the letter that he wrote to Rabbi Yashiv about the specifics. I could try to find it and bring it in. And he quoted, this Gemara is quoted almost all the time. Whenever there's a psak relating to Mesira and the head to Mesira, this is one of the Gemaras. And another one of the Gemaras is in Gemara about to read. And it's already in Rishonim. Shuvas HaRash, Shuvas HaRashba, and the Raman Shulchan Aruch. So with that in mind, let's begin to at least address, maybe probably take us a little bit into tomorrow, but the next piece of Gemara. Okay, a lot of aspects to it, but just Tosis is going to bring in things, but just Pashat reading the Gemara. Shalach Lei Mar Ukva Rav Elazar. Now, Mar Ukva was we call him the Reish Galusa. He was an Av Beis Din, but also Reish Galusa in the time of Shmuel. You know that early generation of Amorayim is Rav and Shmuel, right? As we noted before, when the Asa Rav Bavel. Shmuel was in what yeshiva? Nadar. Rav was founding which yeshiva? In Surah. So back to Rav Shriya Gaon that I quoted last time, just to give you again a background here about Rav Mar Ukva, because of the politics of this person, Geneva, you'll see a little bit, it's relevant. So he writes, it Os Pevav in the Igeres, Rav Shriya Gaon, Bismani Basa Rav Huna Bebavel, there was a the Reish Galusa was the chain of they were given religious authority in Bavel, and they descended from Malchus Beis David, so it was sort of like a koach of Malchus, and it was preserved because it went through Yechaniah. Yechaniah was one of the last kings in Bais Rishon who was exiled. Mordechai went with him to Bavel, and they established a little bit of Torah already in Bavel back then. But meanwhile, the line continued, and they continued even to Tkufas HaGaonim, the position of Reish Galusa. Some of the Reish Galusas were respecting of Tamid Chachamim, got along very well, maybe even their own Tamid Chachamim, their own rights. Others were less so. And it was an interesting relationship sometimes between the Amorayim in Bavel and the Reish Galusa. And Marukva was one who was considered to be himself a great Tamid Chacham, but he was very nichna to Shmuel. So here he quotes as follows: "It's mani basar afuna b'Bavel Marukva." Vahavi Bahadi Shmuel, the Aminan brings him where Moed Kotin Tazayin. Shmuel Marukva kad havi garsin, havi yosef Marukva kamei de Shmuel b'dal rames didei. Kad havi yosef b'dina, havi yosef Shmuel kamei de Marukva b'dal rames didei. So they were contemporaries, okay? And then Rav came to Bavel and he established the yeshiva in Sura. Geneva, who we're going to read about right now, was a Talmud of Rav. They're storing brachas about davening Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, and it says it was in the house of Geneva. And remember from brachas? Remember brachas. Fourth parak, no? I believe that Geneva is mentioned over there with the connection to davening Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. So Geneva was a Talmud of Rav. Anyway, let's see the story. Marukva sent a letter to Rav Elazar, meaning probably to Eretz Yisrael, because he was in Bavel. B'nei Adam ha'omdim alai. He doesn't name them. These people, says plural, people who are, Rashi says, harassing me. Right? That's also not clear. What are they doing exactly? Rashi says, meaning harassing me verbally, calling me names. They had it in for Marukva, whoever they were, or he was. And I have the power, he's in Reish Galusa, to hand them over to the Malchus. Should I do it or not? That was his question. Now, you have to know what the Shaila was. So first of all, what's the circumstances? What these people, what this person doing? Typically, to Moser L'Malchus is an Issa Mesira, which is serious. Major problem. To be Moser is considered to be Meridim V'Lamalim. People who are Moser, other people, other Jews, to the hands of the non-Jewish authorities who can do anything much more than what's Magia Lehem. This is a terrible, terrible thing. The Sugya is behind the Baba Kama. So what's a Shaila? Now, we don't know what these people are doing or what these foes are doing. So that's part of the question. You look in the Me'iri, you'll see Me'iri goes back and forth trying to figure out what exactly was it. So you see eventually the Chasam Sofer and Pnei Yeshua and the Rashi's Medayik from Rashi. Maybe it was only the Chayar Fogad. Then what's the Shaila? So meanwhile, Sirtei V'Kasavle, so Rav Elazar responds, and now we know why this Gemara finds its way here. Right? Because of Sirtei. Sirtet v'kasavle wrote a pasuk in Tehillim. Amarti eshbadrachai mechato bilshoni. I said I will protect my ways from sinning with my mouth. Eshmer lefi machsom od rasha lenegdi. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle when the rasha is opposite me. What are we dashing? Twice it says eshmer. Abish rasha lenegdi. Even if the rasha is opposite me, eshmer lefi machsom. I still put a muzzle on my mouth, meaning to say, don't report them, don't hand them over. Rashi says, "Biyadi l'masul ha'malchus kochi bikoch biyadi l'haushin aleihem." L'negdi again, miriveni makniteni. Rashi is very deliberate. We're not talking about someone who himself is like a moser. We're talking about someone who is just a quarreler. So what happened? Shalach le ha'kamitzar lituva. They're really aggravating me very much. V'lo matzina de'ekim, I can't tolerate it. Shalach le. So then again, he sent. With Sirtut, without Sirtut, what do you say? This time it doesn't tell us about the Sirtut. What? The second time. Same page? Okay. Sirtut was there already. I don't know. I think they discussed this question. Was it Sirtut again? Probably would have been. No. We're expecting to be Sirtut the second time too. Unless he wrote Lashem, not the way you write it Yud Kei Vav Kei. So then it's okay. It's only two words. Dom Lashem, like we have in our text. Dom Lashem, Lamed Hey. So how many words are there? Only two. Vishol Elo. That's a different pasuk. So then you don't need Sirtut. Okay, maybe that works, right? Dom Lashem, Lamed Hey, like this. This Cholilo. Now, what is he trying to say? Dom Lashem, be silent. And Cholilo means you yearn for him. So what are we darshening out of this? Dom Lashem, v'hu yapil mecha chalom chalolim. You should either wait or be silent to Hashem. We'll see what the dom, what he's trying to do here. And he will make them fall for you like corpses, right? Meaning, hashkin v'harei v'alein l'beis ha-medrash. You should get up early in the morning and late at night l'beis ha-medrash. We'll see the different gersos on this. That's how he's saying it. V'ein kol me'alein. In other words, you do your thing. What are you going to be doing? Learning, davening. Beis ha-medrash is learning. Beis ha-knesses is davening. Morning, evening. All this is a little bit not clear. What's he trying to do to the pasuk? He's trying to play on the words of the pasuk somehow. Tosfos will discuss this. Meanwhile, let's finish the story. Hadava yatsa mipi Rav Elazar, like it says in the pasuk in the Megillah. Hadava yatsa mipi HaMelech. Right. It came out from the mouth of Rav Elazar that that's what you should do. V'nasnu l'gniva b'kolar. And Geneva was taken out in chains. So now we know who the culprit was. He was not named by Marukva out of sensitivity, Mistama, not to say who they are. It wasn't Egea. But meanwhile, we know it was Geneva. Rashi, Geneva, who are you cholik alav? He's the one. Kolar, shel shel barzel. Chains of metal. She knows them sham hamuchtavim lemalchus lahariga. It's interesting. You find later in the Perek Ha'omer Eskabel in Gittin, there's a Mishnah later that talks about Hayotzi b'kolar and gives her instructions by writing a get. So the Gemara in Daf Samachayim Days actually starts right after the Mishnah with the words Geneva Yotzi b'kolar havi. That's the sequel to the story. Geneva was Yotzi b'kolar, and as he's going out to be taken out to be, executed. So he said, "I want 400 zuz to go to Rabbi Avina." And then this, you know, and the Gemara discusses whether that the implications of such a sava. So the end of Geneva's life was result of this story that we have right here. Geneva, we have two other Gemaras in Gittin that mention him in the context of being a bar plukt, a palga, a person who was quarrelsome. So look at those two Rashis just in terms of understanding a little bit the context. Ultimately, you have to know Pasha, a number of things in this Shaila. What was the Shaila? What was he asking? What's the answer? And the related issues that come out of that and the larger Indian of the Sira as it relates to our Gemara. Okay.